Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio, and with us in the studios today, we have a couple of distinguished gentlemen from over in the Milan area. We have Tom Moe from the Milan Lions Club, and we have Ron Anderson with us as well, who is not just a member of the Milan Lions Club, but how long have you been the mayor over there?
Too long, some people would say. Probably about 15, 16 years altogether.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you came bearing gifts today. You
expensive ones.
Yes, you presented to me as Mayor of Madison the 75th anniversary pin here from the Milan Lions Club. It's quite a milestone you guys are celebrating.
It'll take the whole wall to put it up.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about that club. Tom, we'll start with you because we've been telling people on the radio that your dad was a charter member of the club 75 years ago. Huh?
Yes, he was. He was one of the original members of the Milan Lions Club, and I'm happy to carry on that family tradition.
You're the president.
I'm president this year, yes. Okay. And this is my second or third time around as president. But when we celebrated our 60th anniversary, I was president also. So yes, it's kind of been a rehash and trying to reorganize this one and get everybody excited and moving up. And I think we've got something put together that's going to be real good.
Got some festivities coming up we'll talk about here in just a little bit. But let's talk about your club a little bit right now. What have you guys been doing over the years? What are some of your projects there, Ron?
Well, we do, one of the newest ones is the backpack program for the kids. And we really believe in that. I mean, we believe in dollars for scholars, but here if we spend $500, we can influence many people with dollars for scholars. It's only one, but it's a great program. We really believe in it.
Mm-hmm. And anything else you're working on over there?
Well, we sponsor quite a few taco feeds.
I see that. We've been advertising those for you.
I send you a note every time we got. And we've got one coming up this Friday night again, so along with a meat raffle.
Yeah, and those proceeds go to different projects around the community.
Yeah, right, but a lot of it, you know, like Ron says, it takes money to support these back food for our learning youth, and also for dollars for scholars, which we do, and we also sponsor and support many of the Lions international programs.
Yep,
that they have.
Which, and I suppose you get hit up, I'm sure, for donations for various projects in the community from time to time, like every other service club. So it's good to have that kind of a resource.
Yeah, and I've got a request for a donation coming up for tonight's meeting. We have our monthly meeting tonight, and to help support the Setnamai Cup celebration that's coming up the 16th of May.
It's creeping up on us faster.
Right, yep.
Yep, that's an important one over there in Milan.
That's right.
Yeah, that's kind of the signature celebration of the community over there, Setnamai. Yeah.
Correct.
And how many members do you have in the club right now?
We have 19 members.
Okay.
And we, at our banquet coming up on the 31st, we intend to install 5 new members.
Wow, that's not bad.
That's good.
That's very good.
I think that's the most we've taken in at one time for quite a few years.
You've got men and women?
Men and women. And incidentally, we've got 3 women joining next week. That's the first, I should correct that. That's the most women that we've had. We had one female member a number of years ago who moved out of the community, and so we've been without.
Oh, okay. You haven't had a gal
female in there?
For a while,
no.
Okay, great.
I'm excited to have some females join. I think it'll be a new perspective to the club. They'll bring new ideas. And
a lot of times they're better workers than some of the guys, too, I've found in the Kiwanis Club.
Well, I think you're right, but I don't want to have the guys say, well, let the women do it.
No, that's true.
We can't do that.
No, it's got to be a joint effort for all club members.
100% correct. 100%.
If you don't have the participation, there's really no point in having a club.
Well, I was kind of happy because we finally got somebody to do the dishes.
Yeah. Yeah, don't look at me. We got Stan Olson over here. He likes doing. He likes running the dishwasher at the VFW. So we put him in charge.
That's good.
So, well, tell us about this event that's coming up now on the 31st over there in Milan, and that's at the Kvitside Church.
It's going to be held at the church basement. We program actually starts at 6:30, but we're having a social hour we're going to be serving some wine and some hors d'oeuvres at beginning at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
So come, those of you that are have bought tickets and want to buy tickets, we can still accommodate you if you want to get some tickets. And come and our program, we are having the guys group from the Lacroix-Parles school.
Oh, yeah.
The four boys, they're used to be five, but there are four of them now, and they call it the guys group, and they're going to be entertaining us with some musical selections.
They're good. I've had a chance to hear them a time or two.
Yes, so. Yes.
Yeah, they do the national anthem a lot, but they've got a pretty good selection besides that.
Yeah, no. They're going to do the national anthem at our banquet, too, because we always open up our meetings with a pledge to the flag, but I thought, hey, we got these guys here, we'll do it that way.
Yep. So, sounds good. Now, that's a Tuesday night, right?
31st, correct.
31st.
Yep.
Okay. And if you want tickets, now I know we got Ron's. I think we got Ron's number down here as a contact person on that. Is that a good one to call?
Fine.
320-734-4418.
That's me. Yeah, that's my number.
Not the right one. So that's one to call. And if they need that number, they can always give us a call here and get it. And what else can you tell us about the club? Anything else?
Well, I'm just gonna say that our guest speaker for the night is the past president of Lions International.
Wow.
He's
got a lot of stories to tell, I'm sure.
he'll have a lot of stories to tell, and he comes from Bird Island, Bird Island Lions Club, so he's not too far away from us.
Interesting.
And he's very good. While he was president, he traveled the worldwide, visited many clubs throughout the world.
Yeah, that'd be a full-time job.
Yeah, it is. He and his wife did a. Mm-hmm. They were ambassadors for the Lions, and when you have finished your term as president of Lions International, you automatically move up to be president or chairman of LCIF, which is Lions International Foundation, and. He continued, along with his wife, Lori, to travel the world and visit more people promoting the Lion program. So
great.
Yeah.
So should be an excellent speaker.
I hope so. I think so. I've heard him a number of times speak, and he's very enthusiastic and very good, I think.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you guys coming over and giving us a little update on what's going on over there. What else going on in Milan? Anything exciting right now we should know about?
Well, they're trying to hang the mayor.
Yeah, I hear they're having a little trouble with him once in a while.
Tom, can you elucidate a little bit on the ideal up at the Apples Milan School, the eye testing we do? That's important.
Okay. Yeah. The Lions, the district that the Milan Lions Club is a part of is what they call the 5M4 district. The district owns five highly regarded eye testing cameras that can test your eyes. It's hand operated by a Lion member, and you focus it in on a person's eyes. Mm-hmm. Once you make contact, you know that you've made contact with their eyes in about 10, 15 seconds, and it's gotten a history of what your eyes look like. And it can give you a very complete summary of what is needed, whether you probably need glasses, if you got astigmatism, if you got red eye, if you got deteriorated retinas. It tells all that, and it prints out a report which you can send with the person or the student. And we try to do eye testing at the Appleton Milan Elementary once a year.
Okay.
I am faithfully trying to get it so that we do testing also in the Madison School.
That'd be good.
And the high school. Now, that doesn't mean all grades get tested every year.
Right.
But I think according to school nurse programs, there are certain grade levels that get tested every year. So that, and we as far as the machine is concerned, we can test a child 6 months and older.
Okay.
So it's a good deal because...
Catch those problems early that way.
Catch them very early, so. You know.
And I've had my share of eye problems, so I know about... I've had detached retinas and cataracts and all kinds of stuff over the years. So I know that eye care is pretty important to catch stuff before it gets worse than it is.
I know, because my mother had deterioration of the retinas, and she was actually declared legally blind. She could not read. She couldn't watch TV. She had a hard time doing things, and she listened to the radio to keep... Keep entertained every day.
It's good.
Yep, right.
You get more accurate information off the radio than you do on TV or something.
There you go. Yep. Especially KLQP.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Your number one source of accurate information.
And truthfully, to ring your bell, you guys are very important, this whole area. And we don't tell you guys thanks enough.
Well, we appreciate it. It's fun to work in an area where you are appreciated. So,
we need you. We really,
keep ticking along here.
Well, you listen to Ramo and sports, and it's interesting. I
just reiterate about a little bit about the Lions Club as before either one of us being members was back in 1958. The Lions went out in the rural community and took down a bunch of windmills that were not being used anymore and brought that material back into town up on the school athletic field and reconstructed into 8 towers, light towers, to be used for both football and baseball at the high school facility. Then in 1960, on July 2nd, the tornado came through and took 7 of those 8 towers down. Mm. And so the Lions regrouped again and bought materials because it was insured and so on, and got the towers back up. All the lights that originally came for the original towers, I don't remember for sure, but it came from a Twin Cities, either major or minor league team down there. Bulbs, the lights and that were donated by them to the Milan Lions to be used.
Yep.
So that's kind of a...
Yeah, I think a lot of times people don't know the history of just how important some of these service organizations are. You know, I'm still running the Grand Theater here in conjunction with Chris Kuchenmeister, my business partner in that over there. And over the years, I think it was the Lions or Kiwanis or somebody they put in when the city shut off their steam heat. They needed heat over there. One of the clubs got the boilers put in back there to keep the heat going at the Grand and worked on a variety of other things over the years and just to keep the community going.
Right.
And that's what these clubs are all about. So.
And the Lions, back in the 60s, sponsored a lot of fox hunts, A number of sportsmen would gather together and they'd line it all up and take 4 sections at a time and gather.
Clean them up.
drive them all into the center. And boy, you had to be very careful because when you get a fox in the middle of it and a wolf or whatever, there would be a lot of shooting, and you had to make sure you didn't
shoot anybody. In a crossfire.
Right. Yep.
Sounds like a dangerous project.
I was able to participate in a few of those, so that was kind of fun.
You were the target, weren't you?
Yeah, I probably was.
Maybe that's why you were having that trouble there shooting you.
I want to interject one thing, and we still provide eyewear for needy
people. I was going to ask you about that. If you're doing didn't you do the glasses collection?
Yeah, we are.
Do that. We also, they need glasses and can't afford them.
Okay.
And that's why I'm a Lions member. 1966, I needed glasses. We had no money. Lions bought my glasses.
Right.
So they got good return on their investment.
They did, yeah. Well, hopefully everybody that they help out will, give something in return. That'd be kind of nice.
Right, real good. Along with collecting eyeglasses, we also collect used hearing aids.
Okay.
They can be reused and so on. So that it's something
I know about that too.
I don't. Yep.
But, You're a walking miracle, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I've been held together by science. So.
get the stapler, Maynard, Phil.
That's about right. Funny I lived this long. So, well, Ron and Tom, appreciate you coming on in and chatting with us a little bit today. And we encourage everybody to get their tickets, get over to Milan for that 75th anniversary celebration. Again, that's coming up at Kvetside Lutheran Church on the 31st, which is a Tuesday night. And again, that number to call is Ron over here for tickets, 320-734-4418. And we look forward to getting a report on how your activities went.
Thank you once again, Andrew, for inviting us over. Thank you.
And if a Madison member wants to come become a Milanite for 4 hours a month, we'll accept him. Okay. You'll have to come in the back door, though.
Yeah, you don't want to admit that before you're taking it from Madison. All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck with your projects.